Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Thank you. I'm not afraid to
Manifestation Time, a space where intention becomes reality, where the focus remains upon the realization of goals, living with the knowing that all we request will come through the portal of manifestation and on time, resting in the fact that all these powerful events and situations will come to us continually from the realm of our fertile imagination, subtly slipping into physical existence from the abyss of infinite possibilities. Just when the time is perfect, it will appear exactly as our minds create it, our mouths express it, and our actions display it.
Manifestation Time, penned truly by yours truly, Mombasa Sofira, and I remain one with all truth, all beauty, all justice, and all love. Welcome, welcome here, right now, on the playground of life, where we celebrate and honor how we passionately love and continue to appreciate who we are and whose we are. Right before that piece, you heard Win by Sherry Marie. You can find her beautiful music on sherrymarie.com. And topping the show is my good friend Joyce Gorillas with Pure Imagination. You can find his music on EV, it's in Victor Zone, music.com. Pure imagination. Indeed, that's what we must have in order to create anything that we want to see in front of us. We do this in the winter season, always in the winter season, when we plant the seeds to conceptualize, to bring it forward in the spring, to then be able to cultivate and see that manifestation grow. So I ask you in this moment, are there weeds around the growth? Are you feeling strangled? Are you feeling hindered? Are you feeling blocked? Because this is the moment. The moment of truth where you can unblock. This is where you can unhinder and unstrangle, if there's such a word. Indeed. We have today on the playground my wonderful friend and comrade, co-founder of Life Conversations, Ade Anifowoshe, Life Coach Ade, who holds a degree in life here on the playground. You can talk to him about it, just about anything. He comes to us from by way of London, through Nigeria, back to London, and now in the U.S. That's right. We said it out loud. Speak out loud. We're bringing in Ade on the playground. I am so happy to have him with us today. Ade has also a show on Life Conversation, Life Coach, you got to have that life in there. Life Coach Ade. So welcome, Ade.
Thank you. Yes, I heard that.
You know, I thought it was the Kumba. There it is. So I want you to give the audience out here and this playground of life a bit about Ade Anifowoshe.
Right now, I am the place where patience is revealed. I am the place where I know that all is well, because those bullies on the way to the playground, they almost outdid me. I mean, those bullies were strong. I didn't even see them. I just keep getting hit by bullies. I couldn't find them. But something in me say, it's okay, breathe, all is well. There's another route to the playground. So right now, I'm just grateful to be in the playground. There's a part of me that once I leave the playground, I want to go find those bullies. But so other than that, so a little bit about me when I'm not hanging out with bullies. As a matter of fact, I am invulnerable to bullies. I am one with God. I am one with love. So if I perceive any bullies, it's just a misunderstanding of what is happening. A bit about myself. You know, it's funny because I was thinking about that today. I was on a conference call. And this is something I think about quite regularly. I find myself always rethinking, reviewing, evaluating how I present myself, as in who I am. And yes, as you said, life coach, healer, teacher, author, all the titles, I'm pretty particular about what titles I use because they got to resonate with me. Not because it's in fashion or it's a good title to have. And some of the titles that I've embraced is because they resonate with who I am. But you know, sometimes I just feel like, you know, I'm just an expression of the divine, remembering what I came here to do, and in the process, entertaining folks who are doing the same thing, and and just reminding myself and others that we can really just relax, okay? You know, we can chill out. Sometimes life is hard. Sometimes the perceived bullies will come after us, and we don't know where they're hitting us from, and it triggers emotions. And because, as you, of course, you know, the show was supposed to start at 7, and you know exactly what happened. But there was another option to start again, to choose again, to do it, to start at 7:30. And I think I've been winding down, but I feel a little bit better now that I'm, I guess, allowing the energy, the energy to flow through me, and be able to even talk myself into seeing life differently, that it's really not that deep. You know, it's just about letting go and trusting the process. So for me, that's what I'm here to do. This is what I, in my work, is really help people say, there's always another option. It may not have gone the way you want it to go. Mm. Lord knows, I want it to be a 7, because that's the announcement. That's, and I was like, what? And I just thought, okay, reschedule the show. And I was like, yeah. And then I went to the facilitators of the service, and they're not really giving me answers. They would give me stuff that I just would kick. So I said, okay, I got to go. I'll talk to y'all later. But really, you know, there's always another way. There's always another opportunity to choose again, absolutely, no matter how challenging it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely, indeed. And it's so interesting that you brought that up. I'm thankful that you shared with all of us how the bullies and the people on the playground were not acting right, so the people had to come and clear the playground so we could begin again. And that is so poignant right now, in terms of there's a lot of clients that I'm working with right now, and people that are around the world that are dealing with things based on the forgetting. You said you had to remember. You know, people are forgetting who they are and whose they are, you know, in this life or on this playground of life. And knowing that this is a game, and how we play it is how well we do and how well we be. And so, you know, there's a lot of people dealing with, interestingly enough, that I hear about is the autoimmune deficiency and disease and all of these different things. And that's been the top header. And then there's other things as well. But the thing is that somewhere along the line, the dream was forgotten. And somewhere along the line, the stress kicked in. And it took over. And it became weeds and strangled out the life force in order for these things to occur. And just as you said so poignantly, we decided to begin again. And it's always that brings in that winter season again. Okay? There's a new thought here. Let's put this in the ground. It's fertile ground. It's fertile soil. Well, it's always been fertile soil here on this playground. The earth doesn't give anything else. The only thing that you have to do is find yourself in that place to allow that seed to go down into that earth to be
springing forward in the spring season. To be able to give that rebirth, that new birth, that nice birth. So that we can be here, right now, in this summer season. You know, the summer season for some people is in December. Some people is in September. It's whenever it is for you in your dream time, where you're holding your dream. You know, where are you? So if you ask yourself, where am I? Where am I in this dream? Where am I with my goals and my aspirations right now? What is the next step to nurturing that peace? You know, I mean, it, in your life, speaking to you, you know, how do you feel about that process that we all must go through to get to the fall, to the autumn, where we see delivery, where we see the fruits of the success of our lives?
You know, it's interesting because when you were talking about summer could be in December, summer could be in September for some people, in my mind, you know, my mind, I was listening to somebody else who said something today, and I thought, yeah, that's like me. And she said, Mom, when I think, I was just like light speed. When I hear a thought, a word, my mind is gone. I'm like, wait, slow down. So when you said that, I was thinking, oh, I wonder which country when they have summer in December. And it's like, and I said, oh, wait, she's talking about individual. And what we all go through individually, our own personal seasons. And as I was listening to you, I'm thinking, I just find myself saying, yeah, what season am I in? And it's interesting because I find myself in a place where I'm learning new information, new wisdom. And I like it when this happens when I'm on a show and I get to think about something that I hadn't thought about before, because then I get to hear something new. But I'm finding that for me, I'm in a place where I'm learning new information, and it's just kind of, it's like it's tracking me down, and I'm ready for it. And I find myself thinking, you know, you talk about the strangling or feeling burdened or hindered. So there's a part of me that feels like all this, it seems like different information that are coming in, but my mind is thinking, how do I integrate it where I don't go off in different paths? So for me, I don't even remember what the question you asked me, but I'm just telling you what's present for me now.
Like, keep going.
I find myself in this place of learning new information, learning about myself, learning about my ancestors, learning about metaphysics, learning about life, and having a new appreciation for making a space for who I really am, from a place of love, from a place of understanding, and just whispering to my own self, everything you know, you don't know. You don't know. There's so much more. Because the more I'm learning, I'm finding out, oh, there's so much more I don't know. And so in that space, at times I'm thinking, wait a minute, how did I get to this point where I feel like I don't know anything? But it's not that I don't know anything intellectually. It's like in the moment, I don't know what I know until I say what I know, or until I speak, until I'm helping somebody see a different perspective. And then when I'm hearing it as we're talking, now it's like, oh, my God, ooh, I like that. I mean, sometimes I would just sit in front of my computer and I hear a thought and I type it. I'm like, damn, whoa, where'd that come from? But it's like there's a part of me in my brain, in my mind, that can't take credit for that. Because it's like, for me, it seems like in my intellect, it wasn't there before that. It came out when it was asked for. It came out when I heard it. So I guess I don't know. I wasn't even trying to ask a question because I don't remember what the question was. But
no worries about that. And it's good to not know. I think, remember?
I know, that's right. Because the seed surrenders to Mother Earth and say, I don't know if I'm going to be a tree. I don't know if I'm a plant. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to step on me. I don't know if there's going to be a hurricane, an earthquake. There's going to be flood. There's going to be drought. And that's kind of hard for us human beings to surrender like that, even though we know that that's the only way to go, that as a seed that's planted into the soil, it gives its life up completely. Talk about it. I give my life to Jesus. The seed gives its life to God. It gives its life to Mother Earth, saying, use me. Just do with me what you will. If it means a bird is going to come and eat me, so be it. Now, that's some surrendering that I'm hearing as I talk. Oh, my God, it's making me nervous. As I'm hearing it, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute. But, you know, there is something. I had a thought today that I posted on Facebook, which I have to look at to say it word for word. But what you know, it's, where is this? Like here. When this thought came to me, I just wanted to share with my friends. And the thought was, no matter how you perceive yourself, you're part of a divine plan. Relax. You are in good God's hands. So when I think of that thought coming through me, and I was joyfully shared it with people to, you know, to use for their inspiration, I'm now seeing how that applies in my life when I can surrender as a seed of God's consciousness. And not worry about someone's going to trample on me, if there's going to be a drought, no money, no clients, or if there's going to be an abundance of the sunshine, of water, and I won't know what to do with it. But even while I'm living life lavishly, to remember that there's a divine plan, that Mother Earth got me, that this is a season. And so I may be in a season where it seems like drought, but you better believe that there's going to be a season where there's the sun, just the right amount of sun to cook that seed to break open, just the right amount of rain to wet the soil so that the perfect amount of moisture can go in for the leaves and the stem to birth out. And even if they're weeds sometimes, you get people who take care of that. Someone steps on this. So it's like, maybe it was a good thing that I perceived the bullies, because it's taking my mind in a place that I didn't know I was going to go. It wasn't like I was planning to go anywhere. But this is taking me someplace, not somewhere else, because I didn't really have a destination. But, you know, so the season thing, it's challenging to accept sometimes that we're in a drought season. We're in a time in the winter where we're supposed to be still and be in a cave, when everybody else is talking about, oh, join this multi-level marketing, I'm living my dreams, I got a new BMW. But for some of us thinking, oh, my God, but my life seems like nothing is happening, and we judge ourselves. But, you know, this show for me, what it's waking up in me is the ability to surrender to the divine plan that is all encoded in my DNA, in my cells, and know that there is a universal time. So in my human self, the seed was supposed to birth out at 7, but the universe said, no, at my time. So
indeed. And I really appreciate all your words. For everything, there is a season and a purpose and a time. And this, for the caller, this is the Play Experience. We give thanks for the callers, that all the callers that are on the line and on the website. And we truly appreciate you. If you want to chime in about this season, this summer season, this nurturing season, this nourishment season, and how you are weeding and unstrangling those things that are getting in the way of your dreams, please call 347-426-3346 and press the number 1. For those of you who are on the internet and those who you already hear, just push 1 and we'll come right to you. So it sounds, Ade, like you are in this summer season, from all that I've heard you say, in terms of how you are nurturing your dreams right now. You are adding to and you're weeding out, as you said. So it was really nice when you started talking about how you were pulling out the things and saying, I just don't know that. The things that I know, I really don't know anymore. You know, I went through a period a few years ago where I just didn't want to know all of the things anymore. I didn't want to know that. No, I don't know. I don't want to know that. You know, and because it brought you to a place to become bare. It came to me the other day that we must become bare. We must bare our souls, yes, and shine our souls for the world to see. But we also have to clear that space so that it can become bare enough, okay, for us to be able to carry that energy of the world that we are. Because we are each and every being that is here. No matter whether we like them or we don't, we have to really stay in that place that we are
carrying the world. We don't have to carry it on our shoulders, though. We can carry it in our hearts, you know. And that soul-heart connection is what we talk about here on the playground. We talk about releasing ourselves into our passion and our dreams and deciding how we are going to move in those dreams. So with your work in terms of life coaching, when people get to a block on what they where they are in life and what they're doing, you know, how do you assist them in this particular stage of it? How do you guys, for those who may be listening and may feel like they don't want to push one or call or whatever, how can you direct them?
You know, I feel this inner passion, fire, excitement as you ask that question, because as you're asking the question, I feel like I'm sitting with somebody who I'm coaching, and I come alive. I come alive because, one, I am grateful for the opportunity to be part of the cultivating and the birthing of a new life. And I coach from the place that everybody has the answer within them. All of us, we have the answer to what we're seeking. You know, sometimes it's just we get so caught up in how we think or what we're afraid is going to happen that we miss the subtle answer. So when I'm working with somebody, they pretty much give me the information. I'm hearing everything they're saying and not saying. Of course, I'm using my intuition and listening to, I'm tapping into energy. But usually, I mean, I have an amazing client that we had a coaching session this week, and just the words she was speaking and being able to bring it back to her and just slightly shift the perspective of the words she used and, you know, just heard her go, wow. Wow. And so for me, when I'm working with people, I know that the answer and the question live in the same room. You know, it's like, let's go back. We're talking about season. Let's go, you know, so a seed, the death and a new life is happening just in the same spot. It's not like the seed is going to give up its life and then hopefully maybe on another spot of the land, a new life will birth through. No, it's that same spot where the seed was planted. So for me, when I'm working with people, I know that even if they say, I don't know what to do, I'm stuck, whatever it is, I'm afraid, I'm scared, I know that the answer is right within them. So my work is really, they call those people there's something in Atlanta, something made when they come and clean out the house. You know, I feel like I'm just cleaning out the junk. I'm cleaning out the old belief system. I'm picking out the weeds. I'm like, whoa, don't mess with this birthing that's happening. Oh my God, I can feel the baby. I can feel the baby kick. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Did you just say what you said? That you're pregnant? I didn't say that. Yes, you did. Listen to this. This is exactly what you said. Oh, I did say that. Wow. You mean I'm pregnant? Oh, that's why I've been waking up in the morning feeling sick. I've been throwing up. I thought I was going to die. No, you're pregnant. Oh my God, I've always wanted to be pregnant. Oh, well, maybe I'm too old to be pregnant. Wait, if you're too old, you won't be pregnant. Well, that's a good point. Oh, well, you know, so for me, it's amazing. Well, I don't know if my partner wants the baby. Well, it doesn't matter because this baby is going to be
a new partner.
I know, that's right.
Because this dream wants to happen right now.
Yes. And getting a new partner in life means we might need to change our the zip code to our consciousness. It might mean we might take a different physical zip code and move. But for the most part, I believe that the change in zip code starts in consciousness first. And saying, if this idea, if this child is being birthed through and as me, through me, let's start there, then there's something I need to pay attention to. Because the idea is going to be birth. The question is, am I ready? Am I willing to be the birther of this new idea, or am I going to pass it on? And some of us have done it. We've been pregnant with ideas. We get scared. We tell somebody else, and they go forth and do it. Or maybe they don't. Maybe they tell somebody else, and that other person tells somebody else. And before we know it, one day we're watching the television or walking. That's my idea. Well, you did.
Or maybe they didn't utter a word, and somebody caught the thought, which is even more powerful, you know.
Yes. Creator God said, listen, I will make the rock cry out, because my nature is to express, is to press out. So We're here to express that something within us. Sometimes we're going to judge it. It's not good enough. Sometimes we're going to be so proud about it. Oh, look at my baby. Look at my baby. Oh, my baby got good hair. Oh, my baby got nice legs. Oh, look at my baby. Look at my baby. My baby's making some money. And then sometimes like, oh, I see my baby. But, you know, in the idea of God, in the mind of God, all babies, all idea are fully clothed. So for me, the season that we go through, we must remember to surrender to the divine idea that is birthed through us. That's the freedom, really. Yes. Not always easy.
Yes. Yes, it's not always easy. And what we can do, though, is we can always look for that woman called Grace that's over our right shoulders. She's always there ready to integrate. She's always there to give that grace that she owes if we decide to just simply allow it. Or as the children say, allow it. Okay, so with that, we're going to allow the break that we're bringing forward, and we'll be right back on the other side.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, "What if?" Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.
Okay, all of the listeners here on the phone lines, on the internet, for joining us here on the Playground of Life. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question, you can ask Life Coach Ade. I get stuck on that life thing. You know, we all stuck on life.
I know,
that's you know, but or you can
be addicted to it. We keep coming back for it.
You know, I keep remembering. Yes, indeed. You can call us and ask us anything you want, anything. We are here to escort you through this summer season, which a lot of times that's where a lot of things get the ball gets dropped. And that's the time when, you know, we're afraid to take it further, you know, and a lot of parenting is like that, you know, and when you compare it with parenting and people, their children are growing up and they just don't, they're like at teen years is where this is indicative of, you know, when they get to be teenagers. They're the same babies, okay? They just acquired some of your traits, your mama's traits, your grandmama's traits, your granddaddy's traits, your daddy's traits, and their daddy's traits, and then the world around them. And so what they have become is what is a product of their environment. And instead of embracing them and now still finding other ways to nurture, okay, they don't like beets. Do we force and cram the beets down their throat? Why? There's another source of iron. There's another source of potassium. They don't have to eat those beets. In life, we don't have to eat beets, people. Throw the beets out if you don't like them. There's another way in to heaven, quote unquote, which is right here and right now, as we create it, as we decide it, as we be it. And so in this summer season, when we come into that space of, okay, I've given birth in the winter, and I seeded it in the winter. I conceptualized it in the winter, and I brought it to birth in the spring. And now I'm here in the summer. What do I do? What tools do I use now to get this hard earth right here, this hardened heart that I've been having about this issue or that? How do I soften this up? Play, people. Passion. What do you love? What do you want? What do you want to see? What's fun for you? What makes you laugh? There's many ways, many roads to where you need to be, where you want to be, because that's the only place you need to be, in my learned opinion, from my learning and growth, you know, and we find ourselves in stagnation. And when you, Ade, find yourself in that place of stagnation, how do you move out of it? How do you soften that earth around your growth?
I love the fact that you asked that question, because it actually speaks to what you were triggering in me as you were talking. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, and for those who may be thinking too hard and thinking, what does it mean there was bullying? Someone was bullying him. Let me go find the bully, or why were they bullying him? No, I'm talking metaphorically. He had some technical difficulties. And I'm an Aries. Sometimes it doesn't take much for fire to go. So it's like, why can't I have what I want when I want it? So I know about divine order, but right now, the order I want is this. So at that moment, oh, my God. And then, as I said, I went to customer support, who wasn't very supportive for me, the way I wanted to be supported. I said, you know what? I got to start a show in 30 minutes, in 20 minutes, because at that point I realized that I was getting even more angry, because the response I was getting was like, this is not what I'm talking about. So in that place, what happened, what I mean is there are times when we get so caught up in a whirlwind, when we get caught up in a tsunami of life, that we lose ourselves, that I lose myself, but I can say through my spiritual work, I for the most part, I'll say, 8-9 times out of 10, I think, I can really sense when I feel myself going off my rockers. When I'm really like, okay, dude, you need to calm down now. You need to calm down. And one of the things that really helps me is music. So, of course, we had music at the beginning of the show. And even before the show started, I had to play some songs. I just want to get lost into the song so that I can bring myself back to the center. The songs we played Cherie Marie and said, "Wind." I want the wind to carry me away. Yeah, I wanted the wind to carry me away so I can just glide. I like to take time. Sometimes if I don't have access to music, which is not often, because there's something on my phone or my laptop, I just get still. Then sometimes it might be too intense to even sit down and listen to music. So I will go for a walk. I would sit still and meditate if I can. Sometimes it's writing. Sometimes it's going to watch something that's going to make me laugh. Sometimes it's watching something silly, because I know that what I'm feeling, that intense energy is nothing but an emotion. And that emotion wants to move on. It's an energy in motion. So when I try and justify why I feel what I feel, why something is wrong or the injustice that I may have perceived or why is it happening to me again, if I stay there, then I block the emotion. And then the emotion, because it's always in motion, it's going to find a way. It's going to find somewhere to move. If it doesn't move out, it'll find a way in my hand or my leg or somewhere. You know, people find it in their body, and they wonder, why do I feel this way? So for me, I think music is my number one, because music is like my meditation. Just brings me back the words, the tunes, the sound, and the instruments coming together. If it's somebody singing, it just has, it's like, the universe just saying it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Sometimes it happens quick enough. Sometimes it can take half a day. Sometimes it can take a whole day. Sometimes it can take days. Depends on what it is. Sometimes it's just like this. It's an instant. So, and what was triggered when you were talking was, you know, the art of surrender, of surrendering doesn't mean, okay, I just gave it all up. We have the tools to surrender. And what I share, those are my tools to surrender, to get me to a place where I say, okay, all is well. I mean, to not keep harping what I am about the show starting at 7 instead of 7 starting at 7:30. I just had this thought, what if at 7:30 somebody needed to hear the show that would have missed it at 7 o'clock? What if someone needed to hear something that we were going to say that's going to change their lives? And I was like, oh, I'm sorry, God, I didn't think about that. You know, oops, my bad. You know, oops.
And God said weed.
That's right.
God
right,
said
right.
Weed, I did weed.
Don't smoke the weed.
So if there's anybody listening in this now and you want to weed and you feel you needed some assistance in weeding or you feel like you are a very powerful weeder, you can call 347-426-3346 and press the number 1, or if you're already on the line with us, you can press 1 and on your keypad and we'll come right to you. And if you're in the next now and you're hearing us and you want to ask a question or share, please call, please email ombasa@ombasa.com. That's O-M-B-A-S-S-A at ombasa.com, or you can reach Life Coach Ade at, what is your email
address? Ask. Attention. Who said I was distracted? Ask at lifecoachada.com. A-S-K at lifecoachada.com.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a website or a Facebook page?
They can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com.
Okay. Yes, you were going to say something?
Well, actually, to tell the truth, I looked at the time. It's like, 10 minutes? Is that all that time? We've got 10 minutes left?
I know. It always flies when you're having fun here on the playground. It's always, you know the drill. We never have enough time. That's why we keep coming back every week. We return, we remember, and we rebirth on this playground every week. But go ahead. Let me let you talk. Give you your time.
Well, you know, You talk about the playground. Of course, the show is the play experience. And Celeste and I are always talking on my show and say, have you played with yourself today? I remember the first time I said it, I was like, something to me was like, dude, don't say that. I'm like, why not? And I just kind of went crazy. Like, okay, what does it activate in me? And what does it activate in others? But, you know, play has become something that's underrated. Either, you know, the statement, you play too much, and if you yourself, you shouldn't say it out loud. But, you know, and that's why I always love coming back is whatever way you want to classify it, categorize it. We're talking about you passionately, purposefully love and appreciate yourself. And playing, just being silly, having someone to talk to and just cut up, you know, being with children, you know, because that takes the edge of why is this plant not growing? Oh, my God, I heard it's not going to rain tomorrow. I don't have the perfect fertilizer. We've got to learn to incorporate play in our lives. And I like to play. I mean, I really have totally surrendered. I used to beat myself up. It's like, dude, if you're going to do a radio show, be serious. People are not here to hear you acting a fool, cutting up. But, you know, one day I just said, you know what? what's that Mary J. Blige song? Something about This Is Who I Am or something like that. I can't remember the song. But I just kind of said, you know, there's no point trying to pretend that I'm something else. Yes, I can be serious. I can be very serious. And even while I'm doing my show, I am very serious about my playfulness. Don't want distractions. But I've also learned to incorporate the fun, the ease, the dance. So I just invite, encourage listeners that no matter where you are, no matter what season you're going through right now, a drought, harvest, maybe you just feel like you're newborn and everybody else seems like they got their PhD. Just be gentle, just relax, because ultimately, and this ambassador, you know, we're part of a collective consciousness. In the New Thought community, we always talk about you create your reality. And that's something I'm always thinking about. It's like, yes, we do. But part of creating my reality is also linked to the collective consciousness. So I've got to make sure that I do my work, that I have the strength enough to cultivate, to till the soil when I need to. Maybe part of the collective consciousness wants to walk on my field. So if I don't have the strength to plow the soil, then I'm no use to myself or anybody else. But also remembering that who I am, who I'm being, affects the collective consciousness, what the collective consciousness is thinking. It plays a role in who I am. But just remember to play. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? What's the worst thing that can really
just
happen?
That you will just laugh until the endorphins heal you.
I know that's right.
And I love that. Go ahead and do it to yourself, okay? Why don't you? And try it and just see if it works. Ade Adefioye is going to, I asked Ade, he's a wonderful playmate, and I asked him to hang out with me for this month of July because I felt it was important. We started out the year with purpose, passion, and peace. And it was about then that creation stage, the stage of creating and knowing that what it is that I want to put in the soil to give birth to. And we moved through with the relationships throughout the month, and we're here. We find ourselves, I asked them because we find ourselves here in this summer time, which is symbolic. And yes, there are people listening from Australia, and I know you all have different time zones. In different seasons, in different times of the year. And it's all one, though. When we talk about that season, we could be in any season right now. I could be in the winter right now, just putting that seed in the soil. But the importance is in knowing what season you are in so that you are really in the flow and the go of life and understanding that your soul is here for this play experience, this on this playground, and appreciating fully, gratefully, that you are here to share surrender and love. And so I give thanks for you, Ade, for being here. Ade will be here next week and the following week and whatever other week he wants to be here. And we may have other people that want to chime in on this playground and be here as a guest on the show at the same time because we're open like that. So we look forward to seeing you in place with bells on at the other end of the toy next week. I love you, and I thank you, Ade, and I'm looking forward to our tete-a-tete on the playground next week.
Yes, indeed. And I think, you know, you didn't ask for this, but I'm going to just take the liberties to do this. I want to play Purple Crown. I know, right? Purple Crown, this song is Earth Day Every Day. And, you know, it just goes in the context of season and you know, what we're talking about. And if we remember that Earth Day is every day and we celebrate the Earth by celebrating ourselves and what we're planting and growing, I think it's a good way to end the show.
Thank you very much for all of the love. And we bless you all. We thank the Creator for you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. All love and peace.
Yes, indeed. And Purple Crown's website address, you're not going to do my thing, is Purple Crown.
Wait a minute. I'm supposed to have the last word. Okay, get it over with.
Well, I was making it easy for you since you didn't have the website address.
Okay, I know. Go for it.
Liberty. purplecrown.bandcamp.com. Okay, go ahead, Nick. Have the last one now.
Okay, talk about bullies. Okay, here we go. Let me do my thing again. This is how we do on the playground, y'all. Okay, so I love you, I bless you, and I thank the Creator for you. Ombasa out. There you go.
Rivers flow to the plains. This is the way that life sustains. When the rain comes, nature starts to sing. Celebrating Earth is a beautiful thing. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Come on, every day. Everybody sing this song. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Every day. Everybody sing along. From the city to the farm, this one earth we share. Come together, people from everywhere. Pachamama, Mother Gaia, she has so many names. It's from a fertile soil that everybody came. We love recycling, planting trees and going green. Driving less and biking more helps keep the air clean. Living in tune, what a joy it brings. Celebrating Earth is a beautiful thing. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Yeah. Every day. Put your hands together. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Every day. Let's celebrate this love we build. Celebrate Earth Day every day. Every day. All around the world. Celebrate Earth Day.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.